and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3, 11:15 now this Tuesday evening. Fiona Torkington's here with tonight's Late Junction.
Well, good evening to everybody, and saying here, day here, sign night. So I'm going to kick off a little bit here with a spiritual, just to close the walk with thee. Just a little close to walk with day. Stay granted, Jesus, if you please. Stay just a little close to walk with day. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Say, I am weak, not but strong. Say, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Say, I'll be satisfied as long. Let it be, and dear Lord, let it be. Yes, I look close to walk with day. Say, granted, Jesus, if you please. Say, just a little close to walk with day. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
John Jackson singing the well-known gospel song written by Kenneth Morris in 1940, inspired apparently by a song he heard a railway station porter humming. John Jackson died in his 70s in 2002, and he was one of the best-known black Appalachian musicians in the 1960s. And that comes from a CD of his music called Rappahannock Blues, named after the place where he grew up, Rappahannock County. And welcome to another week of Late Junction. I'm here each night, Tuesday to Thursday. Plenty of fine singing, I think, tonight. Here's Eliza Carthy with Martin Simpson.
Shadows slowly creeping down. Lullaby. saddle up your pony, the Sandman's here to take you down the trail of dreams. Tumble in bed, my tired little old sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby. Cares of the day have fled my little old sleepy head. Stars are in the sky. Time that your prayers were said, my little old sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby. Saddle up your pony, the Sandman's here to take you down the trail of dreams. Tumble in bed, my tired little old sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby, to a prairie lullaby.
Eliza Carthy with Martin Simpson playing banjo and Prairie Lullaby, which comes from a brand new release, a duo album from Eliza and mum Norma Waterson, with friends and guests, of course. And apparently Norma used to sing Eliza off to sleep with that one when she was little. Very much like the Wyoming lullaby I was sent into dreamland with. More from Eliza later on. Some fine singers, I promised you? Well, here's Joni Mitchell.
Betrayed in the plan, oh, the divine plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
One so sweet, so overly loving and gentle. He lets people into his innermost sacred temple, blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why do you let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills? In the plan, oh,
insulting plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Which would it be, Mingus 1 or 2 or 3? Which one do you think he'd want the world to see? Well, world opinion's not a lot of help when a man's only trying to find out how to feel about himself. In the plan, oh, the cockeyed plan, God must be a boogeyman. He is 3. Thank you.
Joni Mitchell's God Must Be a Boogeyman, inspiring the pianist Olga Konkova there, following Joni herself with some gorgeous bass playing from Jaco Pastorius from the album Mingus. It's always a pleasure to get a new release which bears the name of Swedish fiddler and composer Mats Eden. On this new CD called Anno 2010, he teams up with Daniel Sandenvag, Leif Stinnerbom and Magnus Stinnerbom in a composition he's called The Neanderthal.
Thank you.
From a very welcome new CD by Knut Reijsrud, joined there by Bugge Wesseltoft in a piece called Mohan Veena, which Knut plays on a couple of instruments, including an Indian lap steel, a Mohan Veena in fact, made in Calcutta, which he bought there a few years ago. The tune's based on a folk melody from near the Norwegian-Swedish border. Before that, another Swedish tune called The Neanderthal, written by the fiddler Mats Edén, joined by Daniel Sandenvarg, Leif Stinneboom and Magnus Stinneboom. Now, a piece for electronics by the French composer Clara Meider, inspired by the venue where it was first performed in Berlin, the Kleine Wasserspeicher, the spaces beneath an old reservoir. Rubbing, scraping, creaking, groaning, chains dragged along and mechanisms started, writes Clara, which compose a space and one cannot tell whether it's inside or outside the body.
Thank you.
Guitarist Stian Vesterhus from his new solo CD, Pitch Black, Star Spangled, a track called Don't Tell Me This Is Home. And that followed an electronic composition by the French composer Clara Maida called Ipso Facto. As always, you can find details of the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist, and you'll find that on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3. Another lullaby now, and more from Natalie Merchant's CD, Leave Your Sleep. This is Autumn Lullaby.
The sun has gone from the shining skies. Dandelions have closed their eyes. The stars are lighting their lamps to see. See if babes and squirrels and birds and bees are sound asleep as they should be.
mentensi un aito e un vernisa, cum valgas mais dicant che vam fises. E puoi ser che ful miel saprisa, chansuneta se o fairi la volges. Mas chantar tu ne leugiari aibes, chi ben fairi sabia. Es ben semblant chi mais vale, perché vi vuol dimostrar un sabe. Amurs mausi tances en mi empresa, greus me la fael tribais un mame. Un hai perdu di porta rigaisa, e san gioia che non sai che ses. Di mi non scusir nuoi ceri amidus, cae discum la pel mia, diru pue cheu poi mi ven a plager, mai in un vuol nimdinia ritene. Ma se sgarrieu sun prez nisa richesa, can l'inchisi perché fui fulares. Et hac ben trec cun adusa franchesa mi mustravacem la settem pres. Gemmi sunava emplisia cagne vanava ni venia, e ramagi turnae nuncale appena sul nes mi denia vese. Già nun creirai che nun lages cunchisa, se valges tanchi amarmi deges. Ben suirum fuol carieulam si bel in pesa, partirai me, ai, donna nun vos creces. Ad unarem vos pregaria che nus vos greus inus plasia, che nuia stress un po' del cor nube, lu desirie che tannaiem pure. La gran beuta de lini la dreitesa non es mus, anche tro lausa pues. E mi che val si es pruni curtesa, che u muor per li e un sempre in merces. Ben sui ful chieu già trubari altra donna che ma Maria. Arra seui eu che li repruvier dit ver, tut stens volom so che nun puot aver. D'amor mi plemas de nostra marchesa, sui muti razcalans tu li
ames. Heli est joy mantegut se pruesa, che la milier donna cal om salves. Mi autra nun tricel mundia, che tan sapciadil urtesia, capenas postus precel nun caru, catut surns creisel nus leis a case. Luvers et facila prendia, ent speirols volces apucia, endianes un prez nun quo caser, quel marches ali fai ben mantener.
I have concentrated all my efforts in a poem so that it may be worth more than any song I ever made. Music there by the 13th century French troubadour, Perrault d'Auvergne, sung by Bruno Bonheur. A nocturne by Chopin, before that played by Marta Argerich, from a recording for German radio from 1967, released recently for the first time. And Autumn Lullaby, sung by Natalie Merchant, with the harpist Inez Dorovecci, clarinetist Bruce Krediter, and Jessica Lysak playing flute. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.
Just let me say, her hair was long, her hair was gold, it seemed to me. And when she moved, it was just like the leaves of a linden tree. She walked beside the roaring sea, wandering sunlight came, and dreaming in the afternoon of distant ships, their sails aflame. Thank you. where she wanders now, none can tell, in sunlight or in shade. And yet the wind is rushing loud. I watch the sunlight fade.
Singing in the background as well. A troubadour from 1973, Chris Thompson, with Keshav Sate on tabla, and Her Hair Was Long, which I kept thinking was going to break into Lazy Sunday by the Small Faces. That's from a compilation I played you last week called Ghosts from the Basement, which is packed with songs which have lain forgotten for far too long. The album is subtitled Lost Songs, Dreams and Folkadelia from the vaults of Village Thing, 1970 to 1974. I think I also mentioned last week that there's a day-long Ghosts from the Basement event at Cecil Sharp House in London, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Village Thing, together with the fine folk of Riff Mountain. That's on the 25th of September. This is the multi-instrumentalist Jessica Lurie now and her band from a CD called Shop of Wild Dreams.
Hey, 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 go home, me. like to bother me some more. A color blue, black sky. The wind is coming in from the hills. The mice are eating all the corn. And there's a rumble underneath. Hey, 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 hey.
domination pour jouer une libération. Yo toujours goumé contre domination pour jouer une solution. Sorti une déportation.
Ça c'est vrai, Lili.
Creole Choir of Cuba and Chen Naren. Manuel Wangi and Urban Steps, written for a hip-hop dance group and inspired by the drumming of Cameroon, where his family resettled. Mulatto Astatke just before with his Either Orchestra and the Jessica Lurie Ensemble and a piece called Grey Ocean from a CD called Shop of Wild Dreams. Another track now from the new duo CD by Eliza Carthy and Norma Waterson. They're joined here by Mary Waterson in a version of Poor Wayfaring Stranger.
See my mother. Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I know dark clouds will hover on me. I know my pathway is rough and steep. But golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going home to see my father. I'll soon be free from every trial. This form shall rest beneath the sod. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter home with God. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. Just a going over home. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just a
Norma Waterson, Eliza Carthy and Mary Waterson, Paul Wayfaring Stranger, which comes from their new CD called Gift. Aidan Curran was on guitar and mandolin and Danny Thompson on bass. Part of a guitar concerto next featuring two electric guitars. The legendary Terje Rypdal, composer and performer, commissioned to write this by the Trondheim Symphony Orchestra, and alongside him, Ronny Lotekro, native of Trondheim, of the rock band TNT fame. This is the last movement of the concerto, which Terje Rypdal wrote in 1992. Norman Snaith conducting the Riga Festival Orchestra. Terry Ripdahl and Ronnie Letecro in the final movement from Terry Ripdahl's Concerto for Two Electric Guitars, the final movement from that. Norman Snay conducting the Riga Festival Orchestra. The charismatic Iraqi singer Farida is performing at this year's Voices Across the World Festival at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden. She's a singer in the classical makam style and she'll be there with the Iraqi makam ensemble. Here they are with a song which begins with traditional Iraqi poetry. In the solitude of the night, I go out of my dwelling where I can remember my love. Till tomorrow at the same time. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night, 6 hours of music for the early hours of this Wednesday morning here on BBC Radio 3. At 3 o'clock, we'll be revisiting the 2004 Herne Festival in Germany for a one-act opera by Fuchs. But all the recordings in these first 2 hours are from our Danish radio colleagues. String quartets by Beethoven, Shostakovich and Schubert to come later, after we've heard a Haydn symphony. Number 44 in E minor is full of the storm and stress of the Sturm und Drang style that was current in the 1770s, as composers tried to match the innovations in the literary movement of the same name. Michael Schoenwandt conducts the Danish National Radio Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.